Thanks for listening to the podcast. We hope you enjoy it. The show notes are included in the summary for each episode. Notes can be accessed from the Mobile Marketing Podcast link at the top and bottom of the dominoresearch.com website. If you like the podcast, please take a moment to help us out. Rate and review us on your preferred medium. We are currently available on iTunes, Google Play Podcast, Stitcher, and TuneIn Radio. Thank you. Hey there, and welcome to the latest episode of Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy, the podcast that helps you navigate the ever-changing landscape of mobile marketing. Broker open houses. Are they worth the effort? Other brokers believe they are the mainstay of the industry since they get real ideas of suggested pricing as well as feedback. It's a way for an agent to immediately market properties to a qualified lot and know that you're not just getting lucky looky-loos like you would with a public open house.
Hi, I'm Hazel Fruitman. Welcome to another episode of Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy.
I'm Kim Stewart, and today we are discussing how broker open houses are indeed worth the effort when they are done right, and they provide ways for agents to continually bring exposure to their industry and to get properties sold.
All in a tech-savvy way that's mobile-based and looks to impress. And the industry-wide way to do that is with a broker's open that attracts and entices agents to bring prospects to your listing.
Okay, before we go any further, Hayes, I know you're super excited to talk about all of the research that you've been doing, but let's give people a little backstory here. Maybe go back towards, talk about a couple of older podcasts for some of our new listeners.
Okay.
I also want to mention that mobilewalletmarketer.com has a section on it that's specific to brokers and real estate agents. You can access it from the drop-down side menu, and it is called the Real Estate Marketing Guide. I also want to mention, what is that episode? Number 77. Real Estate Marketing Podcasts that you really, if you're not listening to them, you should. Okay.
Yeah, we have at least 5 podcasts that are real estate oriented, and you can get a real sense of how competitive the industry is and with other agents selling homes.
Right. So as all agents know, it is all about lead generation and relationships with other agents and with clients so that you can make the most out of getting your solid leads and keeping the looky-loos, tire kickers, whatever you want to call them, at bay.
Right. So podcast 61, from leads to your sales funnel to actually selling the property, that's a good one. And here, there's one more that I like, Kim. I just want to mention, it's episode 49,
okay.
Real estate agents, realtors, what to use, anything they can in their arsenal of tools to get the listing and to sell the next property. And that's where a mobile strategy comes in. We discuss other ways a property listing pass establishes your real estate brand, while an effective way to expand your reach, engage, and close your sales.
Right, and you know how sneaky agents are. They don't want to let other agents know how they're doing stuff. And I mean, that's really how they beat out their competition.
Right.
So before we get into the nuts and bolts of what really works at a broker caravan, broker open house, whatever you want to call it, let's take a couple of minutes for the new listeners and explain how our mobile ad platform works and what it can do in a real estate situation.
Mobile wallet campaigns are incredibly effective marketing collateral when you set them up correctly and implement them in a way that increases engagement with customers, prospects, referrals, and so on. In a nutshell, a mobile wallet campaign consists of a mobile wallet pass that's added to individual phones. iPhones use Apple Wallet, which is native iOS application. And Android phones use any of a number of third-party apps to achieve the same goals. The pass has 2 sides, the front and the back. The front of the pass is like a digital calling card. It normally has the name of your product or business, perhaps a tagline or logo, and should be styled to complement your existing logo and collateral. We can include a QR code and a barcode on the front of the pass if you're interested in tracking users via the passes, although the tracking default does not contain any personal information unless we have created a customized solution for you. the front of the pass should be designed to get someone's attention, colorful maybe, or with a unique tagline or similar. It requires a very simple, clean design, since most phone screens are not that big. The back of the pass is where the magic happens, as I like to call it. And this is the area of the pass where you're really going to be able to get your message out there and include some very efficient calls to action that result in quantifiable results. The structure of the mobile wallet pass means that everything on the back that is formatted in a way that the phone recognizes, like a phone number, an address, a URL, a link to iTunes or YouTube, and so on. Those apps are actually launched when the user taps a link on the back of the pass. What that means in real terms is that if you're promoting your podcast, you can send your subscribers a lock screen notification, and they have the ability to tap the back links, and your podcast will start playing in the correct app, iTunes, Spreaker, Stitcher, or whatever. It also means that if you're a realtor, for instance, and you include the address of a property you're promoting, a prospective buyer can tap the address on the back of the pass, launch maps, complete with driving directions. Tap to call, tap to email, tap to launch social media apps like Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, and others. These are simply handled by the wallet app, and there's no coding or formatting involved. It really couldn't be any easier. Passes can be shared through a variety of means. The most popular method is including the pass URL as a link or in a print ad as a type in request using a browser. Other ways include the share function on the pass, having someone open Apple Wallet or scan the QR code directly, or even sending the pass via iMessages or email from the phone. Last but not least, the passes include location and proximity targeting features, which means that using the geofencing and location awareness that's built into smartphone offers you the ability to send lock screen notifications based on where someone is, as well as sending them time-based, or what we like to call static messages. You've probably seen this at the airport if you're having a boarding pass in your Apple Wallet on iPhone, for instance. When you get close to the security screening checkpoint, the boarding pass automatically pops up on your lock screen, and you don't have to search for it or open the app or unlock the phone to see it. So there you have it, the 2-minute rundown on just what and how a mobile pass works, where it goes in the iPhone, and what it can do.
Okay, super. Back to reality here. So many brokers are doing, you know, like a food and beverages, you know, almost like a cocktail party, right, to get buzz for these properties when they're having their broker open houses, all in an effort to get qualified buyers. I mean, you know, like I watch Property Brothers flip this house. What's the one with Tarek and the blonde haired girl and, you know, House Hunters, $1 million listings. You know, it seems like anytime you turn on, especially cable, if you have it, which I don't, but I use Hulu, you know, like you look at $1 million listing New York, and right, the agents are always having broker open houses.
They sure are. And these open houses, they seem like really snazzy events with catered food and champagne. They're right in the middle of a work day. I mean, it really looks like a fun time to be a real estate agent when you watch them. So what makes one broker's open house better than the other? I mean, is it the catering options or is it the house?
You know, I think that's going to depend on which agent you ask. Some of them might say both. I mean, if you're the type of a real estate agent that enjoys using a broker's open house as a marketing strategy to get the house sold, then, you know, it's not only time to have an open house, it's time to list the property on mobile and make sure you're using it effectively.
Right. I mean, current marketing materials as postcards, emails are effective tools. And today, many brokers look to mobile as their go-to device. And you don't have to be tech savvy to do it, but it does look fine when you whip out your phone with a property pass in hand. As the host agent of the Brokers Open, it does make you look impressive.
Right. So it's kind of a win-win as the broker comes back from your happy hour style open house,
right,
telling their clients that the property they saw is like super great and they should have a look at it.
Yeah. It's like a must see. That's right. But more than that, a broker's open provides agents with invaluable feedback from other agents that too also know the area and may be able to provide ways to improve the listing and attract more buyers.
Right, because real estate agents don't get paid unless stuff sells. So in the usual style, agents are going to let all of their buddies and their peers know about the property, the pricing, the features of the home. The tech-savvy agents, they're going to use not just word of mouth, they're going to use mobile and using like the share feature on the back of the mobile wallet ad platform passes. It's like a digital word of mouth.
Right. And not only that, it demonstrates to the seller that you're working on marketing to sell their home. So it makes it more memorable with a property listing pass. And it has like pertinent details you would expect, like the features of your home.
Right. Think of it as a little mini hub for your prospects to go to get all the various pieces of information and all the marketing collateral about the property in one spot. You know, MLS information, addresses, video tours, the staged photos, you know, floor plans. One of the great things about mobile, especially with our mobile wallet ad platform product, is everything on it is one-click usable. So they can tap the address and the map pops up. It makes it really easy for people to find your listings.
Right. So once it's distributed, the property listing pass immediately shows the money shot of the property on the pass, usually with the address underneath. And here it's best practice not to put the asking price on the front of the pass.
Right. I mean, if you're at a broker's open house and you want to get suggestions and feedback from them, you know, from other agents beforehand, and, you know, generally that happens before the listing goes on the market with a solid asking price.
And that's just the front part of the pass because, as I like to say, the magic happens on the back of the pass.
And I think you said that already, actually.
And as Kim mentioned, the video tour, the stage photos are all in one place. And with the tap, it's easy to watch the video or scroll through the stills.
So with a property listing pass in hand, or I guess really you could say on your device, brokers can distribute these out to other agents at their broker's open house. And just like word of mouth, it's shared from one mobile device to another. So, you know, this is an effective tool that prospects can use. And, you know, when you have multiple property listing passes included in the wallet, it kind of gives the prospects the ability to swipe from one to the other.
Yeah, I mean, we do see broker houses use it like that. And instead of bombarding prospects with like email lists of properties and looking up addresses of where the home are located, it's a lot easier to do it by tapping and then going from your email to the listing and then taking your phone and typing in the address. I mean, why do that? Because the address is shown right on the pass. So in one tap again, it takes them directly to the map app to get the prospects over to the property so they can walk it.
Right, and it's also easy to put in the link to booking appointments with any of the current booking software. You know, that would be a link that's on the back of the pass, along with links to the video, to navigation, you know, whatever your, you know.
Right. One of my favorite parts is the call to action links right on the pass. So as all agents know, business cards are key as a vital part of their sales. Agents are always offering their availability day or night, and they whip out a business card. So in the tech-savvy way, in today's world of mobile, is including these call to actions as the email and phone number can go directly on the property listing pass.
So now the brokers and the agents are walking away from the open house with specific property listing passes that can be sent to other agents, prospective buyers, prospective investors.
Right. And other suggestions for agents to do a broker's open house, besides just catering, I just want to circle back to that, is just to use mobile strategies to the fullest. So like, here's a popular suggestion. Earlier in the podcast, we mentioned a typical broker opens involves a lot of catering, food, and beverage. If catering isn't your scene, or if you're still a new and up-and-coming agent, knowing that something different has to happen for those agents and brokers to come to your open house. Possibly offering them a draw of a $50 or $100 gift card will usually do the trick, incentivizing them to come down to your broker's open.
So each agent at the open that has a property listing pass on the mobile, you can now send them a message to their lock screen, notifying them that you're going to have a drawing for a gift card. So this incentivizes them again via the device. And then when these brokers chat in the same room, you know that agents are, well, I don't know, maybe. If you don't give out a lot of property listing passes with gift card winning options on it, then you would win. But no, really, it's all about selling the houses. So it really does turn into a win-win proposition.
Yeah. And the agents can now pass the pass from them to their clients. And as a novice agent, you've impressed your colleagues that you're a serious one coming up through the ranks. And you managed to get a property listing to everyone at the broker's open house.
So now let's fast forward to after the broker's open house. Now you've got the pass on all of these agents' devices. This is going to give you a prime opportunity to continue the conversation with agents who showed interest in your listing, whether you want to send them a price change, whether you know, whatever it may be. So you also have processed their feedback. You've received suggestions about the property, you know, whether the price is right, whether the description is wrong, you know, whatever it may be. But anyway, you have an active way to use the mobile ad platform to engage.
And as you mentioned earlier, during the broker's open, you've omitted the asking price. Well, now it's time to add it. When you do, a notification goes directly on the lock screen stating the new asking price.
Right. And you can do other notifications with the pass by, you know, letting agents know when you're going to have public open houses. You could, I suppose, if you were crafty, send out a notice to other agents telling them how many offers that you have on the property. If you have multiple offers, you could describe cool features within the home that, you know, you want to remind them about.
Right, that kind of thing. You know, these are great best practice methods, using proximity triggers with salutation messages. You know, that always brings a smile to the face of a prospect. And now there's just a few mobile strategies that work and work well for agents to get ahead of their competition and to sell the property.
Right, so I just want to mention one more time.
Yes.
MobileWalletMarketer.com. The right-hand drop-down menu has a whole entire section designed for real estate agents, realtors, and brokers. So definitely pop over there and have a look at that. And I don't have anything else to add.
Well, then I guess that's it. Thanks, everyone, for listening. We'll see you next time.